evening. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this Christmas Eve. I'm really happy to see all of you here tonight. I hope you're all excited. If you weren't at our morning service, there will be no Bible study or Sunday school next week. But you're welcome to join us for a service of lessons and carols at 10:30. If you ordered poinsettias, please get them after worship. The sleeves are up here. And I think that's it. So why don't we place our cell phones in their most prayerful and meditative settings as we gather together and proclaim our readiness to worship God with our call to worship. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. To us is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Let us go now to Bethlehem. Please rise for our processional carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. Now is the time to wake from sleep. Salvation is near. Let us confess our sin. God of love incarnate, we confess that with shepherds we are terrified of your glory. For in your glory's light we see plainly all that is wrong in the world. How oppression still enslaves, how garments of war are still stained with blood, how those seeking refuge still find no place of safety. We also see what is wrong in us, how passionately we pursue the things of this world, but forget to ponder the mystery of faith. How we do not practice the peace you intend in our relationships, our community, or even in the church. Forgive us, we pray, and help us not to be afraid. Like the shepherds, we want to follow and find you. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen.
Good news. Great joy. In Jesus Christ, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all.
Glory to God in heaven, and on earth, peace.
Siblings, let us now profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for our choir's anthem.
Please pray with me as I lift up prayers of for the Christmas, for the world, the church, and one another. Savior God, the season of Advent has led us to prepare our lives and hearts for the birth of your Son, but we question the readiness of ourselves and our world. We know well what the poet Madeleine L'Engle writes. This is no time for a child to be born with the earth betrayed by war and hate. Yet you, O God, risk being born in a world such as this. You risk taking on flesh that is fragile, vulnerable, and new. O wonder of wonders and joy of joys, everlasting God, your promised presence is a stark reminder of hope. As we find our ways into pews and pulpit today, we come to give you honor and praise. We come grateful for all the good gifts with which we have been blessed. We come to pray for those who are especially in need of hope. We pray for an end to the warring madness, for the people of Israel and Gaza, for the suffering in Ukraine, for the humanitarian crisis in the Congo, and for an end to terrorism across the globe. We pray for innocents trapped under falling bombs. We pray for peaceful diplomatic solutions to age-old conflicts. May your kingdom come, Savior of the nations, and your will be done. Gracious God, bind us together in faith and service. Enlighten us to the needs and the needy in our communities. Organize us for action to solve systemic problems. Help us make room in our communities for weary travelers, people like Mary and Joseph, in need of a safe place to stay. You've given us abundant resources. Help us to share what we have, extend the table of fellowship, and make room for those who long to belong. God of compassion, bless us and those we love. Heal those suffering from the illnesses of winter. Strengthen those undergoing chemotherapy, radiation, or other painful treatments. Comfort those who have recently lost loved ones, those mourning empty seats at holiday tables. Renew those needing respite. Grant them the blessing of holiday Sabbath. As you reach out to us through Jesus Christ, help us reach out to those who suffer and struggle. Mighty God, whose word we trust and whose spirit enables us to pray, accept our requests and further those which will bring about your purposes for the world. Finally, hear us as we pray together the prayer Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because God so loved the world, God sent the Son into the world. And in response to this good news of great joy, let us now bring forward our gifts. great God, accept these gifts we offer as we wait in hope for your coming again. Use all that we have and all that we are as your bright light in every darkness. Ease heavy burdens and turn our endless warring into your endless peace. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Advent journey, we've anticipated the coming Savior.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
We've anticipated the one who is called Wonderful Counselor.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
We've anticipated the one who is called Mighty God.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
We've anticipated the one who is called Prince of Peace.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
We've anticipated the one who is called Everlasting Father.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Tonight, our waiting is over as we celebrate the one who is Emmanuel, our God, who is with us.
Joy to the world.
Tonight, we light all the candles. The first candle reminds us of our hope in knowing Jesus as our Wonderful Counselor. The second candle reminds us of our joy in proclaiming Christ as our Mighty God. The third candle grants us comfort knowing that Jesus is our Prince of Peace. The fourth candle reminds us of Christ's continued presence as our everlasting Father. Tonight, as the light from these candles fill this room, we light the Christ candle as we welcome and worship the one who is Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, God with us. Let us pray. Gracious Lord.
Oh, sorry.
Gracious Lord, throughout this Advent season, we have come to know you by many names. Tonight, as we celebrate your birth, we thank you for being our Emmanuel. Remind us that no matter where we are or where we've been, you are with us. We gather in the glory of this night to welcome you as Savior and Lord. We pray this in the wonderful name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please rise in body or spirit for our Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Be seated.
Good evening. Today's scripture comes from Luke 2, verses 1 through 20 in the New Revised Standard Version. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to the towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from a house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in the bands of cloth laid for him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you, your good news of great, oh, sorry. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who was the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in the bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among us to those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it has been told to them. Bless the reading of the word.
So, I wasn't sure if there were going to be any kiddos here today. So, I do have a children's message. If there are any kiddos or kids at heart that would like to come up, and are they're having fun, aren't they? They're doing something fun. Okay. Would you like to come up, Silas? Okay.
How are you? Are you enjoying your life?
Yeah.
Cool. So, you can sit if you want, but you can stand if you want to, however you're comfortable. Okay. So, are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Is Santa going to come see you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get any Christmas presents for anybody else? Don't tell me what they are, because some of those people might be here, but
yeah.
You did get some presents for some other people?
Yeah.
Cool. Did you have a hard time figuring out what to get them?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Adults are the worst. Aren't they? I mean, I'm not like the worst. I mean, like, they're the worst to try to find a gift for. Because they have everything. And if they want something, if they want something, they just go and buy it themselves. Because they have money. Oh, I tell you what. So today, you know what? There's some other really great gifts out there. I'm going to read you a book. Have you ever read this before? No. You might be a little older than it's intended for. But it's a really good book. It's called The Christmas Fox. Okay? So come, drummed the woodpecker. A baby is coming. There's work to be done. There's news to spread. Have you read this book? Good. But the little fox stayed to dance with the snowflakes. Come, lowed the cow. A baby is coming. There's a place to make warm with sweet-smelling hay. I don't know that cows can make really sweet smelling hay.
That's fine.
But the little fox stayed to splash in the stream. Yeah, I get it. Come, bleated the lamb. There are gifts to get ready with soft, cozy wool. I might get on board with that a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of itch.
A little bit of itch, but if you leave it just right, it's fine. But the little fox rolled in the cold, snappy snow. Come, whistled the blue bird. There are songs to sing the baby to sleep. Do you know soft, quiet songs? Do you know soft, quiet? Do you ever sing brothers? But the little fox stayed to pounce in the snowdrifts. That sounds well fun. Come, whispered the stars, there's light to shine, to brighten the path. But the little fox had no light to shine. He had no song to sing. He had no soft wool to collect, no warm home to share. Come, said the donkey, just come. It is enough. So the little fox came into the warm, glowing stable. And the little fox brought joy and the baby smiled. So the present that the little fox gave, he didn't have any of those things that any of the other animals had. But the present that the fox gave was just being there. And that's pretty cool. Like, I'm pretty glad you're both here. Are you glad that you're here? Yeah. Yeah. I bet your families are glad that you're here. I bet they wouldn't trade that for any other gift in the world. So that's a pretty cool gift. So, you know Christmas isn't really Santa's birthday, right? Do you know whose birthday it is? Whose birthday is it? It's Jesus' birthday. For Jesus' birthday, Jesus gave us a gift. And that was his presence. So Jesus is here with us. Would one of you like to put baby Jesus in the nativity scene? No? You want to do it? Do you want to follow and watch Silas do it? Yeah. Sorry. Come on.
Please pray with me. Loving God, by the gift of your Spirit, teach us, like Mary, to treasure your words and ponder them in our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your word made flesh. Amen. So I'm willing to bet there are a few of you out here, at least, that traveled home for Christmas. I also bet that there are a few of you here tonight who really wanted to travel home for Christmas, but were unable to for one reason or another. I was fortunate enough to be able to make the trip home to Erie yesterday to spend some time with my dad and my siblings, and I'll go up again on Tuesday to spend some time with my mom. So whatever home means to you, it's the place that we want to be for the holidays. It's a familiar place with people we love and hopefully people who love us. And it seems really odd that at this very first Christmas, all of the main characters are leaving home. Like, of course, we know Mary and Joseph, they're leaving home, they're traveling to Bethlehem, they're leaving Nazareth. But the angels have also left home. They've left heaven to send a message down below. And the shepherds who receive that message, they travel from their flocks to, ironically, a stable in town. And in subsequent passages after the one that we've read today, astronomers travel across the country, guided by stars, to see the Christ child. And if we want to get like real metaphorical here about it, even Herod moved from confidence to fear. Each of these characters have been tugged and pulled from places of comfort to places out in the fringes, to places that they've never been before, to experience things that they've never encountered before. You know, like, with a God of action and power that we have, we might expect that Christ would come with a bit more flourish. Yet the story of Christ's birth isn't full of pomp and circumstance. There's none of that. There are actually very few people who seem to know what's happening on that very first Christmas. And we think of the birth of Christ as you know, charming and heartwarming. It's a lovely tale, and it ultimately is. Don't get me wrong. It ultimately is a wonderfully heartwarming, uplifting tale. But if we pay really close attention to this story, the birth of Christ can also pull us away from our comfort zones. It lures us further and further away from what is familiar and what's logical. It takes us away from home and into these foggy fringes. So what do I mean by the foggy fringe? So one of my friends, my very best friend, lives in San Francisco. And I've gotten out there to visit her a few times over the years. And San Francisco is an interesting, it's got its own ecosystem, basically. I don't know. It's got its own weather pattern. There's this, especially in the summer, there's this like really dense fog that just kind of like hangs around the city for a couple of months. And if you stay there long enough, you might come to believe that the sun no longer exists. But once you sort of head out towards the fringes of the city, you know, go any direction, and the sunshine starts to hit your skin, and you look up and you can see a blue sky, and then you look behind you and you'll see that fog layer over the city. But you can't see that completely different view until you've traveled outward towards the fringes of the city. Well, Luke's account of Jesus' birth also moves us towards those fringes so that we can also look back and have a new perspective. And while we're looking in there, there's some tension in here between the ordinary and the extraordinary. And that tension makes Jesus' birth a little scandalous. It's an ordinary baby, born to an ordinary mother. It's something that's happened millions of times every day for countless years. The baby is wearing ordinary diapers, bands of cloth. He's placed in a crib that is so ordinary that we take pity upon him and his family. The shepherds, they were even less than ordinary. Shepherds aren't exactly the top of the social pyramid, if you know what I mean. Shepherds were shiftless, rough and tumble, relegated to the fringes. They're always on the outside looking in. And then there's the extraordinary, the angels. Some of the most extraordinary creatures that exist. They exist on the fringes of the universe. Those extraordinary angels had a message for powerless shepherds, and it was while the shepherds were doing their normal, ordinary, everyday work, those angels appeared. Our extraordinary God of the universe enters the foggy fringes of this world to be with
us, to experience life with us, to understand the human experience more fully, to walk and talk and breathe just like us. And you would think that our God of power and glory, would be sure to have every advantage while traveling to and in our world. You would think that, you know, just backpack, just filled with everything you can imagine. Yet, instead of coming in splendor to a family of wealth, power, influence, God came into this world as a completely helpless, wholly ordinary, from outside looking in, newborn baby. And it just doesn't make sense. That's scandalous. It makes no sense for God to enter the world in the fringes, to ordinary people, in this way. But by coming to us in this way, God is better able to see a broader overview of the human experience. God can see the disparities between those who have and those who do not. It is because God came into this world as a vulnerable newborn to ordinary people that we know God is present in the ordinary dimensions of our day-to-day lives. By coming in this way to people living on the fringes of society, we know that God identifies with the powerless and the oppressed, the poor and the homeless, the lowly and the outcast. The angels aren't out there announcing the birth of the Messiah in the middle of the city, or to elites, or to the wealthy. The angels go to the foggy fringes where homeless, dirty, stinky, sometimes violent shepherds are. The Messiah is born to a teenage girl who may or may not be married at this point, to a couple who's just looking for a warm place to stay for a day or two. And I can't imagine that God has changed so much that the gospel can't be found in the lives and witnesses of similar ordinary people today. I believe that God does new divine work within the fringes of society, among those we wouldn't see as strong or powerful. God does work amongst the homeless, the hungry, the addicted, the refugees and migrants, even the incarcerated. Our Savior, the Word incarnate, asks us too, to join him in the foggy fringes. Emmanuel, God with us, invites us to be active participants in the life and ministry of Jesus in a way that might be uncomfortable. Our Savior, the Word incarnate, asks us to join him in the foggy fringes, not necessarily to spread the gospel, but to receive the gospel. Thanks be to God. Amen. In a moment, we'll be lighting our candles. I will light my candle by the Christ candle, and I will pass it to the front pews. Be sure to dip to, don't turn your lit candle over. Take your unlit candle and point it into the flame. Otherwise, you might get, it might hurt. I'm just saying.
Okay? please rise in body or spirit for our closing Christmas carol, Joy to the World. Before we go out into the world, let me offer you a charge and a blessing. Our Savior has come and is coming. Go out this night in joy and hope, with the song of the angels on your lips to tell, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. May the love of God enfold us, the joy of Christ encompass us, and the Holy Spirit encourage us as we wait in hope for Christ to come again. Amen. Yeah.